session.
6. Church planting.
Where? If you could go anywhere in the world to plant a church, where would that be? If your church sponsored a new church plant, where would that be? In this session, the subject of place will be addressed. Nineveh was a place Jonah did not want to go. He finally preached there, but clearly his heart was not in it. Church planting has enough challenges already. Adding not wanting to be there in the first place would only add to the stress on the church planter and family. A church planter who moved across country from one coast to the other was able to start a church, but his abrupt departure came across to the natives as he never wanted to be here in the first place. So assuming you sense God calling you to church planting, and you believe you have the aptitude for church planting, where are you going to see this dream church grow? Selecting the target area is a critical decision. It is often difficult to make. It is hard for established churches and for church planters to do this, Ed Stetzer says. Well, the call is the key. Where is God calling you to go? How do you best determine the location for your church plant? Start with prayer. You listen to the Lord and pray through the calling. Through the impressions you begin to receive through your time in prayer and fasting, investigate what you sense the Lord is showing you. Ask God to confirm what you're being shown. See, God is no respecter of persons. He confirmed what Rick Warren was sensing about Orange County, California, as Warren describes in The Purpose-Driven Church. And God will confirm His call to you as well. It's His church. He's the builder of the church. And it makes sense that He will give indication where He wants His church located. Once the location is determined, begin asking questions. Find out all that you can about the church, the city's history, structures, and divisions. Things to find out about the church, the city's history would include finding out about the original settlers. What brought people here? How did the city get started? Become an expert on the place. Learn things most natives do not know. Learn about the city's structures. Find out about cultural differences. Will the kind of church you hope to plant work in that part of town? Find out about neighborhood divisions, cultural lines that may follow streets or rivers or railroad tracks. Find out about zoning restrictions. Study your city. Know it as well as a real estate agent who is going to make sure that the new homeowner is in the best school district. Well, who's in charge? Find out where the centers of satanic power and opposition are located and who the enemy is using. Roger Greenway suggests the four powers of a city can be found through finding out about the four P's: the police, the priest, the politicians, and the press. With the police, has there been a history of corruption? Who's in control? With the priest, what are the religious groups that lead the city? Is there a predominant religious persuasion that characterizes the area? With the politicians, who's in charge? Who are the people who are on the boards and offices? And with the press, who's the gatekeeper for the flow of information? It's also important to know such things as the arteries of your city, the growth areas, and who the opinion makers are. Every city has a system of roads or rails, the arteries upon which people travel. If your church location is on an artery, you'll have a greater potential for outreach than if you're located far from an artery. The artery is a place where people are traveling in and out of the city. Well, get a map of the city. Identify the arteries. The denominational leaders in a city that I'm familiar with adopted a church planting strategy in the boomer 1950s of putting new churches in new subdivisions. And while initially effective in reaching their neighborhoods, none of the churches have grown. And as the original members have moved or have died or moved away, the churches are now struggling for survival. Because the church church buildings are tucked away in neighborhoods and off main thoroughfares, the likelihood for growth is limited. Church growth consultants have recommended relocating or merging with other churches. And just a couple blocks difference would have put these churches on high traffic flow areas that could have made all the difference. Location, location, location. Well, what about the growth areas? Find out what you can through the Chamber of Commerce, through planning commissions, through real estate agencies, the public library, governmental agencies. If you're the sponsoring pastor for a church planter who resists doing these kinds of demographic studies, remind a church planter of what Paul did in Athens in Acts 17. He walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship. Acts 17:23. Paul walked around. Well, who are the opinion makers? Find out how news spreads and how opinions are formed in your city. What radio station is the most popular with the people you're targeting? What local TV news do people watch? What newspapers do people read? See, your initial investigation of the city will also include a consideration of the churches in the area. What denominations? What churches are older or younger? What ethnic makeup? Analyze the types of existing churches. Building or storefront? Commuter or community? What kind of growth is taking place? Is it biological, transfer, or conversion growth? Inquire about recent church planting and its success or failure. You don't want to go into community with a big direct mail campaign when the last three churches used direct mail campaigns and they didn't work, Ed Stetzer says. Take a look at their direct mail if possible. The quality of it could be the reason for the failure. Find out who has plans to plant new churches and what will be their methods and targets. And so we do our homework. Well, what about the parachurch ministries in the city? Groups like Young Life or Campus Crusade for Christ. Can any of these ministries help you by providing insights about the area? And all this research and fact-finding is aimed at preparing the church planter for choosing a tentative focus area for in-depth analysis. In your city, where is the best place to reach the people you sense God wants you to reach? When we discuss different approaches to church planting today, one approach, the church within a church, operates within an existing church facility. Church within a church can be a church for a particular ethnic group or a certain demographic group. And while location may not be of initial importance for the church, planted at some point in the church's growth, consideration may be needed to answer, where can we most effectively reach people like us? A church that began as a Sunday night alternative service for college students and young adults relocated from the suburbs to an inner city location. The new church was able to acquire resources for their move largely because of having a free place to meet for the first 2 years of the church's existence, and had prepared for the move by doing numerous outreach activities in the new neighborhood. Well, choose a tentative focus area for analysis by consulting your research about your city. Take a city map and mark it up with the arteries, churches, divisions, and begin to pray. God, if this is the target area of the city you want me to reach, how am I going to do it? How am I going to reach out into that community? Focusing on that particular area of the city, you'll get the census data, including the population, the socioeconomics, the age, and the ethnic makeup. Based on the information, does this area still look like the right place for your new church? Well, dig even deeper with a demographic study. Find out about age groups, median income, number of people in all age groups, the number of homeowners and renters, and how long they've lived there. Find out about the types of jobs, the languages spoken, the education level. As Ed Stetzer points out, your pastor and core group should be representative of the people in the target area. Well, how about it? Will you fit in? Will your people feel comfortable there? Church planters occasionally resist this site preparation work, saying, this is going to be a church for the whole city. We're going to have people coming to this church from all over the city. Well, maybe so, but you have to start somewhere. And if you start in the wrong place, your church may not be able to overcome it. The U.S. Census Bureau provides helpful information at the www.census.gov website. We'll see what the Census Bureau has to say about your city. There's also the windshield demographic, where you drive by and look out the windshield. Well, notice what you see. Are there toys in the yard? No, could be lots of children, perhaps. Same types of cars? Perhaps large numbers of senior citizens. Is the neighborhood in transition or decline? Well, talk to people living in the area. These are some things I've learned about this area. Would you agree or disagree? And most of all, pray. Walk the neighborhood with core team members and pray, Lord, is this the place where you want us to plant a church? If all your research comes down to the impression that no, this is not the place, then start the process again in another area of town. You find a new place, maybe in an area close to where you've been looking. Maybe like Paul when he was going to Troas and Bithynia, he received his Macedonian call, and God redirected his path somewhere other than where he had planned. Prayer walking, or the prayer probe as it's sometimes called, is important. It's not uncommon to meet someone during your prayer walk who becomes the first prospect for your new church. God may confirm the call in any number of unexpected ways as you walk and pray. So just get out there and walk and pray as you walk. Prayer walking. The unseen barriers in communities can sometimes be hard to discern. I received a lesson in this at our wedding. I was pastor while in college and in seminary of a church made up largely of cotton mill workers. And my bride's home church was a church where mill executives and professional people attended. While only a few miles apart, and I knew that they were glad to see their young preacher get married, yet some of the mill workers in my church declined to go to our wedding. Too much of a social gap to cross. In regard to church planting, who is most likely to not feel comfortable in the area of town you're considering? If that's your target group, then rethink your location. For the church planter who is working with a sponsor church, this kind of homework is still needed. The mother church may say, we want to start a new church on the east side of the river, but your research may show the west side would be a better location. Explain your findings, and if mother church is still determined to plant on the east side, then perhaps another church planter would be better suited. Get used to this type of research. While most of your church's finances will come by way of private donations, many churches have also benefited from grants from philanthropic organizations. The churches in one city have received large matching grants from a foundation for building new buildings. While the foundation is very generous, the foundation board nevertheless requires detailed information about the building project. Returning to the turf where you intend to church plant, look around some more. What's the mix of household and family types? Are they married couples with children, or are they single-parent families? What kind of housing do they live in? A single unit, multi-housing, apartments, manufactured homes? What percent of the housing is renter-occupied? Find out as much as you can about the community. In a Trinity seminar, a student from New York City described a method of advertising that would not work where I live, might even get charged with trespassing, but it works where he lives. Noticing the pizza advertising flyers that were pushed under the front door of his apartment day after day, he started doing the same thing for his church, sliding brochures about his church under the front doors of his neighbors. And his church started growing. Well, questions like what is the range of household and family income may cause us to feel uncomfortable as we want to reach everyone for Christ, yet as Ed Stetzler points out, the reality is that most churches don't reach everybody. We want to, and we should try, but ultimately we cannot reach everyone because we can't relate to everyone. People honestly have different lifestyles. A visitor to our middle-income church commented on a church he had visited. He said, I knew that church was not right for me when the men started talking about the $500 a person fishing trip they were planning. Unemployed, he had moved to our area to help care for his invalid mother, and he couldn't relate to going on a fishing trip that would not work with his tight budget. The reality of the cultural context is that no one church can reach everyone. Church growth experts tell us that when people enter the door, the first thing they ask is, are there people like me in this church? As I prepared to graduate from seminary, I had two interesting job offers, both with large churches where I would have been an associate pastor. It was a difficult decision as both were dynamic churches. One of the determining factors for Nancy and me had to do with answering the question, if we were new to town and looking for a church to attend, where would we be more likely to attend? Well, that's the church that we selected. More young couples, more activities for people our age at that time, more people like us. Well, the job description for the other church may have better suited me, but we went with the one where we felt most comfortable. Also, at the risk of sounding snobbish, what's the educational level of the adults in the community? Are they high school graduates or college graduates? Why is this important? Well, can the church planter communicate with people on their level? Look around some more. Is there a group of people not being reached by the people, by the churches in that community? Who's there that I can reach? In the part of town you've been researching, what group of people do you believe God may call you to reach? The archery range was set up at a scout camping trip, and I was attempting to maintain law and order on the range. No easy task with one not yet tenderfoot who delighted in shooting long and high. He was more interested in distance than in hitting the target. Well, the nice farmer who had allowed the scout troop to use his land was in danger of losing some of his cows to the young scout's missile launches. I finally convinced the scout the best way to show his prowess with the bow was to actually aim for the target. My own early attempts at church planting were about like that young archer, shooting a lot of arrows without getting close to any target. In desiring to reach the whole city, it would have been wise to have first targeted a certain part of town or a certain group of people. But that would have meant that I first had a clear understanding of what kind of church I wanted to plant. Answering the what question, what kind of church is this going to be,